Dear family, Christmas out there was really something. At midnight on Christmas Eve, the mortars and tracks and tanks and all of the 1st Cavalry artillery sent up an absolutely thunderous barrage of high-altitude flares. It was quite a show. I believe few people have seen fireworks like these. Then, when all had quieted down and the flares had gone out, the whole area calmed and hushed, and we could just hear one of the fire bases start singing Silent Night. Then it was picked up by the other positions around us and by everyone. It echoed through the valley for a long time and died out slowly. I'm positive it has seldom been sung with more gut feeling and pure homesick emotion. A strange and beautiful thing in this terribly death-ridden land. It is something I will always remember. Love, Peter.
For the average frontline infantry soldier in Vietnam, war is a bore, interrupted only by moments of sheer terror when men die. Contact with the enemy seems to be more infrequent than ever before. The soldiers like that. They sense, rightly or not, that the war is almost over.
I'd rather go out myself and not find anything. Come back in empty-handed.
Why is that? The object of the war is usually to find people and kill them.
Yeah, but that's not my... I just don't care too much about that.
Dear Tom, about morale, Americans do have many things to be proud of. Among these is the ability to create a means of survival in an absurd situation. Because the tour here is 1 year long, you're able to count the days until D-Rose, date eligible to return from overseas. You're able to say, this time next year, I will be home.
After careful consideration with my senior civilian and military advisors and in full consultation with the government of Vietnam, I have decided to reduce the authorized troop ceiling in Vietnam to 484,000 by December 15.
Defense Secretary Melvin Laird said the U.S. 3rd Marine Division will be one of the units involved in President Nixon's most recent redeployment order. This afternoon, the U.S. command announced departing units will include supporting elements of the 1st Marine Air Wing, plus the 3rd Brigade of the 82nd Air Force.
Dear civilians, friends, draft dodgers, etc., in the very near future, the undersigned will once more be in your midst, dehydrated and demoralized, to take his place again as a human being with the well-known forms of freedom and justice for all. Engage in life, liberty, and the somewhat delayed pursuit of happiness. In making your joyous preparations to welcome them back into organized society, you might take certain steps to make allowances for the past 12 months. Abstain from saying anything about powdered eggs, dehydrated potatoes, fried rice, fresh milk, or ice cream. Do not be alarmed if he should jump up from the dinner table and rush to the garbage can to wash his dish with a toilet brush. Also, if it should start raining, pay no attention to him if he pulls off his clothes, grabs a bar of soap and a towel, and runs outside for a shower. Pretend not to notice if at a restaurant he calls the waitress number one girl and uses his hat as an ashtray. Be watchful if he is in the presence of women, especially a beautiful woman. Last but not least, send no more mail to the APO. fill my icebox with beer. Get the civvies out of the mothballs. Fill that car with gas and get the women and children off the street, baby, because the kid is coming home.
Take it easy, man.
Right. Take care. See you, homie.
Right. I feel the Ninth Marine, they have been doing a good job for quite a while now. It is about time for them to go home, but I would also like for the rest of the men of Vietnam to go home just as much as Ninth Marines. I would like to see all this end.
My friend, he would have been pulled out of the bush here 2 days after his death. And just seems kind of a shame that he died needlessly.
Hey, brother. This place is sort of getting to me. I've been seeing too many guys getting messed up, and I still can't understand it. It's not that I can't understand this war. It's just that I can't understand war, period. You sort of sit back and ask yourself, why? What the hell is this going to prove? And man, I'm still looking for the answer. It's a real bitch. I just can't believe half of the shit I've seen here so far.
Just how many bodies? How many did you see killed, shot down?
Myself, I saw approximately 100 bodies, dead bodies. I mean, that's a conservative estimate now.
I know one group specifically, they had rounded up about 20, maybe 30 people, and most of them were women and children. There might have been a few old men in the group. But they'd rounded them up just right over a ditch bank and shot them all with a machine gun and left them in the ditch.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. My come down, I'm scared to face.
Dear John, the physical and human damage done over the last few years is much greater than I realized. Not just the dead, but the GIs who can't talk in coherent sentences anymore. Bomb and artillery craters, the ruined villages. These things you can understand as the byproduct of war. But I can't accept the fact of the human damage. I feel like I'm at the bottom of a great sewer.
No one cares.
Dear Mrs. Perko, what can I say to fill the void? I know flowers and letters are appropriate, but it's hardly enough. I'm Johnny Boy, and I'm sick both physically and mentally. I smoke too much, I'm constantly coughing, never eat, always sit around in a daze. All of us are in this general condition. We're all afraid to die, and all we do is count the days till we go home. When we go to Saigon, we spend all our money on women and beer. We're all in desperate need of love.
No one cares for me. Cares for me.
Some nights I don't sleep. I can't stand being alone at night. The guns don't bother me. I can't hear them anymore. I want to hold my head between my hands, run screaming away from here. I'm hollow, Mrs. Perko. I'm a shell, and when I'm scared, I rattle. I'm no one to tell you about your son. I can't. I'm sorry. Johnny Boy.
1 foot in the graveyard. No.